Those Damn Ross Kids is a podcast for adults, and the opinions expressed do not reflect the opinions of our employers or even ourselves. We'd like to hear from you. Give us a call at 419-528-TDRK to leave a voicemail, and we just may play it on the show.
That shit bugs me so much. Something you would like to share with the rest of us, Amazing Larry?
No, I was just thinking about how you're the most functional, mental, and physically handicapped person I know.
Can you qualify that statement for me?
We don't have the same friends.
What do you mean?
You have no frame of reference, Donnie.
I'm like a little kid who walks into a candy store. It's been a while since we referenced that.
20 minutes, 25 minutes.
Those Damn Ross Kids, a conversation between brothers, featuring Chris and Cole Ross.
And I haven't seen that movie in like 5 years.
Really?
Yeah, probably not.
That's kind of a shame.
Yeah, TBS is everywhere. Damn you, Turner.
Damn you. It's nothing but Bull Durham and... The Big Lebowski. Two movies I love.
Your movie collection is as limited as mine. Get Netflix, motherfucker.
Get Netflix. Watch Looper.
Jesus, God.
Jesus, God. Watch Looper.
Jeez. Come on now.
I've never actually watched Looper.
I almost said that Psych was a TBS original series, and it's actually USA.
USA still a thing?
It is.
USA was the network that showed Sonic the Hedgehog.
They had Parker Lewis something.
Parker Lewis Can't Lose.
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah. That was, oh gosh, who was that? That was Corin Nemeth?
I think so, yeah. I think it's actually coming back this fall on E! It's Parker Lewis Quits Booze.
It's a reality show following the lives of all the people there.
Yeah.
No, Corin Nemeth was the buddy. He was the friend who went on to play the Harold on the stand. Okay, so are you saying that Parker Lewis Can't Lose was a spinoff from Growing Pains?
No, well, kind of.
Yeah, well, Boner, like...
The guy who played Parker Lewis was Kurt Cameron's stunt boner in Growing Pains.
It's Kurt Cameron's stunt cock is my favorite techno band.
The guy who played Kurt Cameron's stunt cock?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man, now I'm curious.
Who knows? Oh, what a human being he is. Kurt Cameron is.
So Corin Nemeth was...
Talented?
Was Parker Lewis.
He interpreted dance while signing to the deaf. Corinthians in total.
Yeah, Corinthians in total.
One and two.
Yeah, that's really weird because,
but
like...
then posited a hypothetical prequel, Corinthians half...
Corinthians and a half. So Corin Nemeth was Parker Lewis. So there's something about, okay, so everybody knows that the Scientologists, dear God, don't sue, tend to recruit celebrities, right? That's you have to think that like evangelical Christians are kind of trying to do the same thing with like child actor stars, because they got Kirk Cameron on their side, right?
Sure.
And then they got that kid from they got the half man from Two and a Half Men.
I'm not saying that won't, the Scientology thing won't work, though.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, it's worked for P. Diddy. I mean, that's the way he signs his talent. He hooks him up to a G meter.
It measures their funkitude.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. I'm sorry. Did I just...
I'm putting the last alligator clip on. He says, this going to get funky. I hope so.
So I just invoked a generic black man stereotype from the 1970s to refer to like the most revered hip-hop artist of the 90s. I am both out of touch and racist, because why not?
Jesus Christ.
because why not?
Yeah, you know.
Man.
He was a mess after J-Lo, though.
Did he?
Oh, he was a wreck.
Well, like he was kind of like Dr. Dre. He faded into the life of a producer.
Oh, well, I don't know if he did that or not. They busted him like Martin Lawrence or whatever. Went totally nuts, like that Coney 911 or whatever that thing
Coney,
was.
Coney 911.
Yeah. He was dressed in a wrestling singlet trying to pick up J-Slo's on the New Hope bus.
That's like five references deep. A, you're referring to people. Okay, so you are relying on people being able to parse the term J-Slo. Okay.
Yeah.
And also, I think New Hope, which is
that regional?
I think that might be like city.
I think it's galactic.
It's galactic New Hope. So New Hope is a
lots of dumb Borgs.
They're not dumb, they're just disadvantaged. No, New Hope is the name of a special school in the area of Ohio where we grew up.
Are these limping droids the one you're looking for?
This one that appears to be playing an invisible guitar. Is that him? Yeah, so...
I'll be back. Have I been here?
Good God. We shouldn't be laughing at them.
You are.
Well, I'm laughing at you laughing at them.
Oh, all right.
Man. So apparently Parker Lewis Can't Lose was influenced by Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Sure.
Yeah.
Most things since that have been.
Well, all of our lives have been touched in one way or another by Alan Ruck's performance in Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
So far as I'm concerned, as far as Sleeping Dummies goes, it went from Escape from Alcatraz to Ferris Bueller. And then we haven't seen the New Revolution.
No, we haven't. We're still waiting for that bridge to be crossed.
Absolutely.
We're standing at the foot of that bridge, just looking longingly at the other side, at the bright future that waits for us when somebody revolutionizes the sleeping dummy. Did they use sleeping dummies in The Great Escape?
Is that Kurt Russell?
Yes, Kurt Russell and Steve McQueen in the remake of The Great Escape. Steve McQueen played the Nazi guard.
What did they think was going to happen to a Nazi in black-infested Criminalville in L.A.? Why don't you pop a crease in that cuff in them khakis?
Did the words black-infested just cross your mouth?
Yeah. Why?
Okay.
Things can be infested. Infested isn't. It's not a bad word.
It describes a set of values, I think.
No, that's your interpretation. That's okay. Not the definition.
All right. Okay. No. Yeah. The Great Escape, a 1963 movie, starring Steve McQueen. It was directed by John Sturges. Really good movie.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Huh. Do you know who was in that?
No.
Richard Attenborough.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Who is the elder brother of David Attenborough.
Oh, full circle. Gotta leave.
Yeah, there we go. Only 105 episodes later. Or 107, rather, now. No, 6. Okay. 106.
Glad you have an edit button.
Do you ever magic,
and I do math.
Only the fourth try, you know. Do you ever think about where people listen to us?
A lot of people talk about listening at work.
They do, and that's weird, right?
Or maybe it's the one person that won't fucking stop talking about listening at work. I'm not sure if it's a lot of people or one.
Or one. I have what is prosopagnosia, but of the name instead of the face?
It's kind of like why we have two drinking fountains, is because there's one person who's constantly bitching that the one's too high.
See, I thought you were going in a different direction, but...
No.
No.
What, are you racist?
You redeemed yourself. I'm revealing Jesus. Myself.
No wonder they had segregated drinking fountains. The black ones are like 6 foot tall.
Good God. Me like asking you that question.
Somebody getting a boy in a stool?
What's the deal with this Napoleon guy? Somebody get him a stool.
Always carrying around a stool. Make it collapsible. Put it in a backpack.
Can we get Napoleon a telescoping stool here already?
Want to put me out? Hey, can I bum a stool?
Can I bum a stool? Oh, my name is Cole Ross.
I am Chris.
And this is Those Damn Ross Kids. It's episode number 109, I believe.
That's the one.
That is the one. I'm looking at the project file now. It is 109. We're a comedy podcast, and we're here to entertain your asses. Is that correct?
That's the plan, yeah.
Okay, cool.
Good night. No.
Job is done.
Done. See you later.
Yeah, yeah. We tell stories on this show, hoping that you enjoy them.
Again, that's the plan.
That's the plan. Do you want to fulfill this plan, Chris?
Sure.
Okay.
Let's do it. A Indiana high school teacher.
Oh, we're already off to a bad start.
Now, right? Indiana, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Admitted to writing a message on a chalkboard. Simple enough, right? Ooh. The message reads, period six only. Apparently it's multiple choice. A, you are idiots. B, the guns are loaded. C, care to try me.
What's D?
There is no D.
Oh, man. You have D to have at least four dead. Choices. What's that?
D is for dead.
Okay.
Yeah. Huh. So yeah, A, B, or C. And I think that he's stating them like, okay, I'm going to make 3 points. It's not multiple choice. Yeah.
So
it's just
so,
like, hey, you were idiots. The guns are loaded. Care to try me?
Did he have guns?
No.
Okay.
Nope, did not.
Huh.
Yeah. Huh. He'd been absent for 2 days prior to coming in and doing this. And he said that
because he was plotting.
He was reacting to some comments that were made by the substitute teacher.
Okay.
So I don't know. That doesn't elaborate on what those comments were or anything like that.
Well, like,
but if, a student took a picture of it. And, yeah. So yeah. That's it.
Like, you can't fuck up in this world now. You can't. Especially not around kids.
Dude, I think last episode we were talking about the Pope being constantly watched.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, we are all constantly watched.
Yeah. Like, not by the government, like, you know.
Well, probably.
Okay, likely by the government, but I'm not. Yeah. I'm not.
Turn sideways in the mirror. Check your profile, brother.
I'm not ready to go full. I'm not ready to go full Gribble, Chris. Okay.
Regalia.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not
great,
ready.
Great scene in Summer Rental. Pretty much any AIDS movie.
Well, you know. Was summer rental John Hughes, or was that just Great Outdoors?
I think we've been there. I don't know.
Okay. No, I think all roads lead back to Hughes. However,
I've been to Hughes, Montana.
Oh man,
you've been to every state, no, only ones with Hughes in it.
Yes, exactly. only Hughesville. You can't. Everybody is watching you do everything.
Yeah.
Like,
which is scary because I do stuff, to myself.
Like, not just like pick your nose at the intersection. Like, people are seen to do that. You know,
yeah.
I believe it was Modest Mouse who said you're not invisible inside your car. However,
sharp booger.
A man can only take so much, Chris.
God.
You had a
sharp booger? It's like being in a Vietnamese POW camp.
That sharp booger in your nose is like 15 sharp bamboo shoots underneath your fingernails.
Calm down, McCain. Take a look at this.
Oh, man. Diddy Mao.
At least you were productive, testing chairs and whatnot.
Yes. Let us criticize war heroes.
Hero? Yeah. Heroes come home in their own plane.
That's good. I like that. Heroes come home in their own. oh, I need to take a minute. Can I? I'm going to take a draft. Yeah. I'm going to take a draft of my beverage.
Yeah.
But wow. Okay,
sorry. America.
So, America.
I'm sorry, America.
I'm sorry, America. Should that be our sign off at the end of every episode?
Sorry, America.
Like,
because you're saying, I'm sorry that America, you listen to this, but then you're also saying, I'm sorry, America, this is international.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sorry for representing this way.
I guess.
Those Jim Ross kids, sorry, America.
Sorry, America. No, so, I mean, we've done the whole goodnight thing forever. I think that we should just start a vigorous cycle of apologies.
Well, that is in keeping.
It is in keeping
for you. You're constant. It's hard to get a word in edgewise.
Well, I'm really sorry about that, Chris.
I'm sure you are.
Cool it. Yeah. How many times when you were in, let's say, middle to high school, did you hear, you are the worst class we've ever had?
A lot. And it started in fifth grade. This is the worst class we've ever had for handwriting. We can't read anything.
For us, it was behavior.
Yeah, we were bad, but I'm just saying that that's when we weren't like an epidemic of bad handwriting. I'm saying like that's when I remember being told, like, you guys are just horrible.
Like, just as a group, everybody who was born between September and August of this year. Wow.
Yeah, you're... Just forget what I taught you.
Yeah, just learn to pump gas.
That's all.
And then move to Oregon or New Jersey.
Can I get you some washer fluid or some reds?
I want some greenies.
No, I was talking about Marlboro Reds. But
oh, okay.
Maybe in a minor league ballpark town.
I like that. I like how you knew what I was talking about. What was his name? Like Doc Holliday or like Holliday Ellis or something like that, who did acid and
Doc Holliday was a mine was a Michael J. Fox movie.
No, it was
Doc Hollywood.
Yeah, I suppose. No, that he played for like the Giants, and he was like he was tripping on acid, and he took greenies to counteract it because he didn't realize he had to play that game to play that day, and he pitched a perfect game.
Yeah.
That's,
I mean, dude. I think so. It was from Field of Dreams. Moonlight Wilson.
Moonlight.
The fictional character who actually became real and was Carney Wilson's grandfather.
Oh, yeah. No, I thought you were talking
Wilson
about...
Flips in the news.
I thought you were talking about A Field of Their Own, which is my crossover fan fiction.
Lots of female skeletons playing ball. For the GIs.
Keeping the bats warm for them when they get home.
Nah.
Nah.
Rosie the Riveter? I don't think so.
Oh,
more like
man.
Mayweather.
That's a double play for America. Right. Yes, sir.
Yeah, digging them up. Putting them on the field.
Was that a scene?
No injuries here. We just wire them back together.
Was that a scene in Field of Dreams where all the skeletons came up and started playing?
No, they walked out of the corn.
You're describing the best movie ever.
I think so.
Okay.
Skeleton Ray Liotta.
Skeleton.
Bit real Kevin Costner's neck.
The fuck, problem.
I'm a skeleton, not a vampire.
Yeah, the skeletons is hungry too.
Right?
It don't matter if the meat they eat drops to the ground.
What are you gonna do? It's funny.
I don't know what you're gonna do. It is funny.
Kind of like early 90s telephones. You see right through them.
But they light up when they ring.
Yeah.
Yeah. Chris.
Or IMAX.
I don't mean to
That's
highlight.
Thing, right?
It's
a CRT computer.
It is, maybe.
Probably.
Do you know what CRT means?
Yes.
Okay. So, so
thanks
I don't
for taking me at my word. Okay. That's respect.
I don't mean to highlight our differences.
No, I love you like a brother.
Yeah, you know. Yeah, I don't mean. I don't mean to highlight our differences, you know, because
but you do constantly. So.
But you know, just I would say that I lean probably more liberal than you do.
I don't know.
On certain issues.
Yeah, I mean, I'd get high if I had an abortion.
It's me. Yeah. No,
I don't know where you stand.
But I'd
a
have
black
to get...
person could be the doctor on that.
because this is a land of opportunity.
Dude, I got so blazed when I had my abortion. Great Negro doctor.
Anyway. No, but people have different affiliations. However, some scientists out of the University of California, San Diego, and also the University of Exeter, which I believe is in Europe somewhere.
Pluto?
What?
Which is in Pluto, Exeter?
Which is on Pluto.
Which I believe is in biblical times.
Which I believe.
Say that word, biblical times.
Biblical, there we go. Good thing I have an edit button.
Right?
Yes, as if editing is just a button that you press and it takes out all mistakes.
Probably have to dust mine off.
But so angry. No, they've okay. So they took people and
oh no.
Oh God, give them back. They have families.
See where this is going.
Yeah, no, it's a. They were straight to Probe Town. No, they put it
straight to DVD.
they took them.
People are tired of that.
Is there such a thing as like porno theaters anymore?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah,
I've never seen one.
But then I mean, Google this here. Yeah, there is such a thing as theater seat cover. So yeah.
Okay.
Cool. I would assume that porno theaters are supporting them.
Okay. I would be heartbroken if any theater I ever went to turned out to be a porno theater that was converted into a legitimate theater.
Because those seats. It seems like it would make more sense for there to be Gallagher tarps.
Gallagher tarps.
At the porn theater.
Yeah, yeah. No, just wet and wild. No.
Sure. Smash wins.
So they took 82 subjects. They put them into... they put them into MRI machines. They had them play gambling games.
They irradiated them?
Yes, they irradiated them and made them gamble. And then they asked them, hey, you know, which party are you affiliated with? And they ran the numbers, and they determined that people who declared themselves to be conservatives flexed their right amygdala, which is responsible for fear, reward, and the fight or flight response. And those who claim to be Democrat, the gray matter in their brains that responded to the left posterior insula, which is linked with empathy and emotion.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then they used that knowledge, and they were able to, with 69% 83% accuracy, determine which party a study participant belonged to. So without asking them, they just had them, okay, play this gambling game, and we will determine what your thing is. And they were right 4 out of 5 times.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I had a similar study where they did the same thing, only the question was, is Sharon Osbourne animatronic?
I think you're about 15 years too late on that one, dog.
Really?
I mean,
she's still a thing. She's on the shows.
She's still alive. Is she
she survived breast cancer. Do you wish she died?
Not really, no. Okay. I mean, I'm in it for my sisters.
I mean,
you know?
It makes sense because people experience fear as a conservative. You know, you're scared of God. You're scared of consequence, and the other side
you're
is
scared of brown
not.
People. Yeah.
No, not necessarily. Yeah, not the Saudis.
That's good. I like that. Let's bask in that one for a second. No, you're right. Yeah, it's different motivations.
Sure.
Yeah.
The left side flexes the muscle that asks for money.
I feel empathy and emotion right now. Empathy.
Can I get some money for a road to my dreams? Sure you can. Need a bridge?
Occupy my brain.
Yeah. Do you want a bridge crossing Republican River?
I don't want to be anywhere near Republican River.
No, it's all piss and blood.
Oh, it's funny. I like highlighting differences between me and people who disagree with me.
Me, yeah. Gotcha. Yeah,
okay.
Hey, Cole, it's called Boontling.
Boontling?
Yes. B-O-O-N-T-L-I-N-G. Yeah.
Okay.
That's the one. It's a backcountry dialect that's been spoken for 160 years. It's been spoken in Boonville, around Mendocino County in California.
That's weird. Okay. That's like straight like NorCal, like, you know, right by Napa, right by like, sure. Humboldt, right?
Yeah. But because so little ball harping or fluent speaking is going on today, Boontling is picking to the dusties or dying.
Am I having a stroke?
No.
Okay.
You're hearing Boontling.
Keep on talking in this wonderful dialect.
How little? 12 people that speak it fluently are left. 12 ball harpers are left. They're saying it's just about gone, and only there's only a few old timers that still speak it. They say that when they die, that's pretty much it. Nobody's exactly sure how the language started. But once it was taught in local schools. In fact, a speaker once showed up on Johnny Carson's Tonight Show. There's been a Cal State linguist who studied the language and said that they've never found another language as extensive as it anywhere in the world.
What do they mean by extensive? Like vocabulary?
Well, let me give you an example.
Okay.
A phone booth turned into a Bucky Walter.
Okay.
Because someone named Walter once had the area's first phone. And he charged people a nickel, called a Buckeye at the time.
We wore onions on our belt, you see.
Became a Bucky Walter.
That rules. Continue.
More translations include, and there's one example, Applehead for girlfriend.
What?
So, we're full circle. The apple bottom jeans, boots with the fur.
Okay.
Everybody in the club's looking at her, Applehead.
Wow.
Yep.
What else?
Bucky Walter and the Bootlings.
Bucky Walter and the Bootlings featuring Appleheads.
Featuring 9 people playing a giant banjo. The conductor, Steve Martin.
See, that's fascinating to me.
Which part?
Well, Steve Martin, he's obviously...
He's a huge banjo player. No, well, he's a small guy, but he loves it.
He's revolutionizing his career in ways that we couldn't have expected after Father of the Bride.
4'9". 4'9", he is.
4'9". like a regional dialect that becomes its own language, right? Or like these tribal languages that are, you know, happening in the Amazon that are just kind of like wiped out as one final person dies.
That makes more sense to me, though.
Yeah, because like they're not civilized and shit.
Yeah,
like California, like Mendocino, that's like an hour outside of like San Francisco. They make really good beer there, you know.
Do they?
They do, yeah, yeah. No, we had that once. You had the Mendocino barley wine.
It's Mendocino.
What?
It's Mendocino.
Well, I'm speaking it in the original Italian, Chris.
I don't think so. There's no H.
There doesn't have to be.
Oh, home of the pants.
Mendocino.
Mendocinos, yeah. All right.
Yep, I get it. I got it. You didn't have to say it.
Nope, did too.
Okay, yeah, no, I tend not to get your things, so it's probably better for you to play it safe so I don't chastise you.
No, I tend to shop at thrift stores and factory outlets.
Chris, you are drowning in chinos.
Right?
Yeah.
Size 29/28. You're someday.
You're drowning in Chicanos.
God, when I'm 90 and the cancer comes. A pair of pants per day.
If only we could. If only we could be so lucky.
29/28. But doomsday preppers, kinda.
A bit.
Well, on like a micro level.
On like an individual level, prepping for my own individual doomsday.
Buying clothes for my 90s now.
I'm buying lots of wool caps.
I am. It's going to be a late spring.
God, it is. Man, that is something else. No, so for as fascinating as I find that, like, everybody should just speak Midwestern English.
But why?
Because that's
what's on Friends?
Because that's like the right way to do it. Yeah.
Gotcha.
That's what newscasters speak. That's what everybody learns. It's accentless, sure. Right?
I spent a week with Canadians last week.
Oh, man. That must have been horrible.
What a crooked crew.
Like it's fine when you – they probably say askew instead of crooked. Like, it's fine when you're watching Trailer Park Boys, but, like, you can turn it off then. But, like, when you're hanging around actual ones of them, you can't turn it off.
Like Mennonites.
Oh, God, don't get me started on Mennonites. Just be Amish.
There were Mennonites on the plane, actually.
See, that's weird.
It was weird. Like, it was weirder when I jumped up and said, yes, they deserve to die.
What?
It's a cross between Snakes on a Plane and A Time to Kill. And it's called Mennonites on a Plane.
And it goes a little something like this.
No, it's called Mennonite Time on a Plane. Yeah, that's it.
Mennonite Time?
On a Plane.
On a Plane.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Yeah.
So, Chris, do you believe that telepathy exists?
No, but I thought Black Snake Moan was about prostate exams on snakes.
Come on.
I'm done. Go ahead.
Okay, cool. No, telepathy. The idea that one person's mind, their brain, can communicate with another person's mind without, you know, speaking, without, you know, signing. Just my brain talking to your brain.
Maybe.
Okay.
I guess I would associate that more with, like, being brought up in the same area at the same time, like having similar experience.
No, like literally, like I think, man, I could really use some cheese and crackers right now. And you say, okay, cool, I'll grab some at the store.
Yeah, but and like cluck cluck from the Amazon wants to go too.
Cluck cluck.
Yeah, cluck cluck.
Okay, cool. No. Okay, so try and follow me on this, okay?
Yeah, give it a shot.
Duke University. All right.
I'm lost.
Where did I lose you? Duke or university?
Oh, man.
This is hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Catch a predator in North Carolina. It's easy.
Okay. One,
you put a Tootsie Roll Pop in the...
Go on.
But it puts your real pop in a butt plug in the middle of a snare. Yep. And they love the drums.
That's a couple of steps there that everybody had to take for that.
We all went.
Let's bask. If you would like to, you can rewind 30 seconds. So one rat in North Carolina, the other in Brazil. They performed telepathy. So here's how it worked. One rat was a leader rat, and the other rat was a follower rat. Both of them were trained to respond to electromagnetic pulses in their brain, okay, as they tried to hit levers that lit up. So, like, when they hit a lever that was lit up, they would get a little, you know, electromagnetic pulse or, you know, something like that. Okay.
I think this comes down to rats' angst against moles.
You know, I think they're
take angry. Those steps.
They're angrier. They're angrier at voles.
Okay. Moles.
What?
Oh, they shocked them?
No. What do you mean?
Oh, they hate Tennessee.
Whoa, man! You are off in the ether.
No, you said more about voles, so I thought voltage, and then you said no, so the Tennessee mascot is a volunteer, the voles, the Tennessee voles. Turn on the hoops, it's March Madness.
I don't even...
No, I have the story, so I'm fucking with you.
God. Oh, God. You have the story, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank God. I can't keep up, man.
Oh, no.
Okay.
If only we were mice.
If only. Oh, God. So anyway, so they took that training and they're okay. So they're conditioned.
So these mice have applied their training.
Yes, they have. So two mice each looking at two levers. All right. For one mouse, a lever lights up. Okay. For the other mouse, that lever doesn't light up. So he's looking at two identical levers.
Did they both sit down and say, I ain't doing shit till you give me a white coat?
You're on fire tonight, man.
Right?
You are. The mouse who saw the lit up lever, he went and he hit the lit up lever. But he had an apparatus strapped to his brain, which gave an identical shock to the distant mouse, who then went and hit the same lever.
Like I said, it's like whack-a-mole across the Atlantic.
Yeah, yeah. Well, across the Gulf, really.
The Gulf of what?
Mexico?
Oh, I thought that they were in the UK.
No, no, it was Brazil and North Carolina.
Probably should have read the article.
You had it, but you didn't.
No, I'm looking at it right now. Yeah. They got a cute little shot of a mouse here. Probably
yeah, a cute little shot of a mouse with a horrifying apparatus strapped to his head. He's more machine than mouse.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, he's black and white. Look at him. He's adorable.
Yeah, he's got carpal finger. Pressing those levers.
Yeah.
Phalanges, right?
So the idea would be that, like, they're doing this with vision, but now they're, like, they could do it with, you know, with feel. They could do it with, you know, blah, blah, blah. So at any time, we could be abducted, or people could come into our rooms at night, implant certain things in our head, and all of a sudden, we're under control, and we don't even know why.
That's what happens anyway, right?
Well, I mean, now we have the technology to do it.
Conservative media, man.
Ah, man. Alex Jones, dog. Alex Jones.
You read the Alex Jones diaries?
I've only been to Austin once.
It's a pseudonym. It's Christians later talking about fucking Renee Zellweger.
I don't even get the Christian Slater part.
I don't know. Sorry I brought him into it.
I'm sorry I involved you, Mr. Slater.
Mr. Slater. And I'm sorry, Mr. Slater and Merca.
And Merca. Chris, one more story.
Really now?
Yeah.
It's got to be a good one.
Pick it well.
Oh, man. That one's out, too. I already did that one. All right. Let's end it with,
You can't do that. Only okay. I do that.
Well, no, but see, here's the thing is that I have one that's pure gold.
Okay.
But then I have one that's just like a tsunami of nuclear bombs of subjects that you never want to tackle.
Well, I mean, I'm going to say solid gold.
Okay. And I'm going to honor that.
Okay. Like, can you tell me what the subjects are that I wouldn't want to tackle? I assume it has to do with race, has to do with sexual assault. Those are really the only two that I'm really sensitive about.
Okay. There's more. But yeah, that stuff too.
Okay.
But the other one, it's about stuff you don't want to talk about either.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, I'll go with this is Chris Light.
Chris Light.
Yeah. the Census Bureau has finally caught up after the decades and decided at the next census, they will be not using the word Negro in surveys.
Yeah, that was a big deal in 2010.
They're replacing the current option of Black AFAM or Negro with simply Black or AFAM.
Okay.
Yeah. It took them months of research, the Census Bureau. Really?
Reading all the news articles that came out saying, hey, what the fuck, America?
Right?
Yeah.
It's an ABC interview on a bus in 66.
In on Alabama. A Freedom Ride.
Excuse me. Freedom Ride, yes. God, lazy people on their sit-ins.
Jesus.
But yeah, it says it took months of research and feedback and gathering of information to come to the conclusion that many Black Americans find the term Negro to be, in the words of the chief of the Bureau's racial statistics branch,
okay,
offensive and outdated.
Okay.
Negro first appeared on the census forms in 1900, replacing the word colored, which is how Plato was originally sold.
Colored Play-Doh.
She said white Play-Doh and colored Play-Doh.
Like, why would you buy a white Play-Doh? It's just going to be ruined by all the...
But you didn't know what you were getting. It was like that mystery dum-dum pop, you know? You
didn't know. Oh, it's like the white Airhead.
Yeah, kind of, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
More of your time.
More of your what?
Not a lot of banks in your lifetime, but they used to give out suckers.
Well, yeah, they did, but like...
in our cash van.
That, Chris, like the cash van was that was just a thinly veiled attempt to abduct you.
Answer questions while I finger you.
Jesus. But no. So like I
cash cab thing. So
I found
cash van.
I encountered more dum dums at the Allergist than any other place. But there were no. By the time I went to more banks. They had the suckers that had like the loop de loo sticks in them so that you wouldn't like choke and shit.
Or stab your older brother.
Did I?
Oh, no.
Okay.
I do remember throwing a blow pop at you, though.
Yeah, that was a good story. Let's tell
that.
Was
awesome.
Yeah, what did I do? I pissed you off and then I ran away.
Yeah, here's the thing. I never really responded physically to you.
Right. I was terror, like, but I'm still like, if you walk behind me now, like I shudder.
But I did get very, very angry with you.
Yes, you did.
And I don't remember what you did, but the house that we were living in was as such that there was an island in the kitchen with two chairs, which
yeah,
another story where those came from. But and I told you not to put your soccer by me.
Uh-huh.
And I think that's what it was. It set me off because you had like a slot. First off, you've never stopped being a snotty person. And I don't mean like uppity, although you are. I mean like an allergy infested mess.
Yeah, well, I mean just like the like
so you're very
mucousy, right?
a lot of phlegm, and just a generally disgusting person.
Yeah, just generally coated
from the beginning.
Right?
Yeah,
yeah.
And I remember you were wearing a mesh tank top.
Yeah,
in neon colors.
Yeah, it was probably purple, right?
And you had a mullet.
Yes,
and I believe I probably had a mullet as well.
We both did. There exist pictures of us in mullets.
So those were the times. And you set your sucker down by me, a blow pop, a green apple blow pop, I think.
I thought it was red, but
maybe it was purple. I don't know.
It might have been purple.
I think we've covered the flavors.
Purple is my favorite.
So I grabbed it and you ran down the hall from the kitchen and I threw it. And I remember watching it in slow motion thinking it's going to break something. It's going to break something and I'm going to be in trouble or I'm going to break him. And I'm going to be in trouble. Like, I really shouldn't have done that. So everything slowed down like a car accident. Like, oh, fuck. As a kid, I probably said, oh, fuck. But, and so the thing hit you in the back of the head and stuck in your mullet, in your reddish blonde mullet. and your perfect strawberry hick tuft. And that's all I remember. And you went down. I mean, you went down like a prize buck on a hunting show.
It was like I got hit on the outskirts of Da Nang.
Yeah. Like I expected, because there was like a little hallway kind of nook thing, like Secret Service to jump out and jam you out the patio door into a limo.
Yeah. And down I went.
Yeah, and the hospital would have been named after you, of course. But
yeah.
Yeah, that's how that went.
That's how that's that story, and I think we had to like cut it out or something.
I don't recall.
What's funny is like when you tell that story, I see it from your perspective. I don't see it from mine. I remember
you were running.
Yeah, I was running.
Yeah,
yeah,
like a deer in strobe lights.
This has been Those Damn Ross Kids.
Hey, Cole, what can they do?
Well, if they would really like to help us out, they could go to iTunes and leave us a rating or review. You can also go to duckfeed.tv/thosedamnrosskids, where you can find our Facebook page. You can also find all of our old episodes, which we greatly encourage you to listen to. If you would like to support the network monetarily, you can go to duckfeed.tv/tipjar, where you can use our Amazon link, which lets you buy products from Amazon, and we get a little kickback. And that helps us host the website, helps us host the episodes, and general, make this not cost me money. So that is a great way to support us. Otherwise, just tell your friends, and in general, keep on listening, because we really appreciate it. Chris, did I miss anything?
You got it.
Okay. I'm so sorry, America.
Sorry, America.
That is Jeff Goldblum in Jurassic Park. It is. Dr. Ian Malcolm.
Amber is the color of your energy. Singing to a dinosaur.
What?
Amber is the color.
Fucking hell. All right, I have your link up.